All right, what are we doing? What's going on? Well, it should be fairly obvious to you, because it's 1930 UTC, the time at which the Dubious Goals Committee always begins. So let us begin. My name is Tobe. I am the chairman of this, the Extraordinarily Dubious Goals Committee. And if you're wondering what today's dubious goal is, I got a surprise for you. We're cooking today, sort of. We need to make some sauce. It's time to make barbecue sauce because I have some barbecued pork and I need some sauce for it. So as I walk up into the kitchen, the cat is chasing me and I'm looking out my kitchen windows and there's a very light, fine snow coming down. Little tiny snowflakes falling out of the sky. Lots of them. Well, what is this? What's happening down here? What are you doing? What do you think about that snow? Whoa, where are we going? Now I have to follow my cat, because she's like, follow me. You want me to follow you some more? Okay. Well, here we are by the back door that leads out to the deck. What are you thinking about? Yeah, I know what you're thinking. You're thinking, let's go outside. No, don't you understand it is snowing? Okay, well, you're not going to talk, so I'm going back into the kitchen. Okay, so anyway. What are we making today? We are making barbecue sauce. Yeah, so we need a lot of stuff. Including this, including but not limited to the little saucepan. The little saucepan, which seems to have some gunk in it or something. What's going on here? Okay, so what we need to do here is wash out this saucepan. So let's do some washing. Washa, 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 washa. Washa, washa. Washa, washa. Washa, washa. Rinse, 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 rinse. Jeez, did I use enough soap? Now I can't get all the soap out. I'm not trying to make soap sauce. Come on. Rinse, rinse, rinse. Yeah, isn't this exciting? This is just good radio. Let's listen to a guy, you know, washes dishes. Yeah. Let's face it. That's what the dubious goals is all about. Yeah, so if you have to explain to your friends, what's that show about? That's about this guy. He just does stupid crap. All right. So the first thing we need to get, open up the refrigerator here. Here it is down here. Oh, I only got 3 cans left. Ingredient number 1. 1 can of pineapple juice. This is the small cans. Shake it up real good. This is 6 ounces. 6 fluid ounces of pineapple juice, which is 3/4 of a cup, or about 177 milliliters. If you are metric science guy. It's so pineapply. And we pour it into the pan. Okay. Suck all the drips out. Oh, yummy. Yummy, yummy. I love pineapple juice. Nom, 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 nom. All right. Ingredient number 2. Corn syrup. So I got me some corn syrup in here somewhere. Here it is. And how much corn syrup do we need? We need 1/2 cup, which is 4 ounces, or about, somewhere around, doing just some rough estimations in my head, about 125 milliliters, or thereabouts. These measurements are not critical. So, you know, if you're off by, you can be off by quite a bit. Measurements are not super critical in tub cooking, so if you like a little bit of more of one thing or another, put it in. If you don't feel like measuring, don't bother measuring. Just do whatever. Now we pour the corn syrup into the pan, and I can hold the microphone up to it as much as I want. It's not making a whole hell of a lot of sound because viscosity. Yeah. And I did actually measure this, so now I gotta wait for all this corn syrup to slowly drip out of the measuring cup. Although I didn't, you know, very accurately measure it. I just poured it all in. And now I'm tired of waiting for it. So as soon as that big drip drips down, you too, big drip. Okay, so now this stuff decides to flow a little bit better. This is gonna make a mess. So we're going to go like this. Doop. Come on. I'm not talking to you. Yeah, what is it? What are you yarbling at? No, when I put the microphone in front of your face, that doesn't mean smell it. That means talk. Yeah, great. Thanks for doing good radio. Next ingredient, shoyu, which is also in the refrigerator right here. Ooh, oh, this is not good news. I'm getting low on maridaizu. You can use any shoyu you want. I recommend maridaizu or komba. You can use whatever you want. Use toyomansi if you want. So, well, how much did I say this was? Is it a quarter cup? And a quarter cup is 2 ounces. Or thereabouts, which is about 75 milliliters. Pour that in the pan. Blorp, just like that. Now I'm running low. How much shoyu do I have left? I've got about 3 or 4 ounces of maridaizu. Means I'm going to have to go to the maridaizu store, which is far away. I'm going to rinse out the measuring cup here. Just fill it with hot water and leave it in the bottom of the sink. And I'll completely wash that later. All right, so we've got all the liquids, well, almost all the liquids in the pan. I must have gotten some corn syrup on my finger. Now my fingers are sticky. Oh, hi. Oh, you want to talk on the radio now? You want to be a baby on the radio? You wants to do kitty sounds on the radio? You're not doing it. Talk now. Yeah, bro. Okay. All right. So we do have to add a couple more things, liquid-wise. About a tablespoon of vinegar. And about a tablespoon of Cabernet Sauvignon. So I'm going to reach into my vinegar cabinet. Yes, I do have a cabinet that is nothing but vinegar, because I love vinegar so much. And, he's getting it all over himself. Good job, Tobe. Good job. Good job being an idiot. Well, thanks, Arbiter of Idiocy. I gotta pop this little cap off. I'm gonna pour a tablespoon, that's about a tablespoon, of balsamic vinegar. Like I said, you can use anything you want. Now I gotta put this back on the cabinet. And lick all the vinegar off my fingers. Oh, it's so delicious. Absolutely incroyable. And I'm going to start the heat. I'm going to start it really low. I'm just going to start putting some heat under that pan. Reach into the refrigerator for the Cab Sav. Here we go. A lovely 2011 Cabernet Sauvignon. And I can't get the damn cap off. Ugh. Okay. Is it just because my hands are wet? Let's get something to... There we go. And we pour a tablespoon of wine in there. Decanting it carefully, because there's dregs in here. I don't want the dregs in my sauce. Is that a tablespoon? Yeah, that's close enough. Like I said, don't have to be super accurate in the measurements here. This is not a chemistry experiment. This is just food. So we'll put the little bottle of wine back in the refrigerator. All right, now we need to move on to the dry ingredients. Well, normally I would use fresh garlic. And, you know, I would use about a teaspoon of minced garlic. But I don't have any fresh garlic, so I'm going to use about a teaspoon and a half of... Oh, come on. Of garlic powder. But it's all chunky. I gotta break the bits up. Nah. Okay. So now I open it up and I stab a popsicle stick in there. Die. Become powder. Pulverize. Literally. That's what pulverize means, to turn into powder. From the Latin, polvo, meaning dust. Dust is polvo in a lot of other languages, in a lot of Latin-based languages too. Okay, we're getting some garlic powder out now. This is not convenient. Just gotta shake little bits. Is that a... That's about as much as is going to come out. So that's about all we're going to use this time around. And what about this? I also need some ginger. Do I have any ginger? Any powdered ginger? Normally, of course, I would use about a teaspoon of fresh ginger, minced. Got some powdered ginger here, though. We're going to put in about 2 teaspoons of powdered ginger, because it's not as strong as fresh ginger. And I do like a good gingery tinge to this sauce. Also, whoa, that probably clipped. I've also got some onion powder I'm going to put in just to help make up for my lack of garlic. That's enough. Again, about a teaspoon. And then we need about a quarter teaspoon of black pepper. Ground black pepper. And that's, you know, about that much. Again, science. Now for some red pepper. Get your cayenne pepper. Get your cayenne pepper. And the lid doesn't want to come off. There we go. Cayenne pepper to taste. Now, normally I would say, oh, you know, about 3/4 of a teaspoon. But if you like cayenne and spiciness, you know, dump in as much as you want, like I just did. Because I like spicy. All right, and that's about it for right now. Let's bring this up to heat. Where's my stirring fork? Here it is. Jeez, it is. More snow is coming down now. Stir, stir, stir. Stirring it up. Stir. And basically what we're going to do here is bring this to a boil. And then let it simmer for a while to reduce. And we're going to reduce it, oh, not that much, really. You know, maybe 20-30%. Just sort of bring some of that thickness back, the viscosity, lose some of the water. And the other thing we're going to do to increase viscosity is to add a thickening agent, which is right here. Oh my god, I just realized something. I could have used Vada Pav. I have this bag of Vada Pav here. And I should have thrown some of this in. Wasn't thinking. Vada Pav. If you don't know what Vada Pav is, how do I describe it? Basically, it's minced garlic. And you know how sticky minced garlic is. You mince some garlic and then you roll it in chili powder. In, you know, hot chili powder. Yummy, yummy. And you can find this in any Indian grocery store. This particular brand is Raja Foods. It's also called dry garlic chutney. It doesn't cost very much. Is this starting to boil? Well, it's getting close. But next thing we do is we need to make a little bit of thickening solution. So we use Mochiko. So we're going to get our measuring cup. And we're going to put a little bit of Mochiko in the bottom of the measuring cup. Maybe about a teaspoon. And we're going to add a little bit of water, about the same amount of water, and stir that up. Stir, stir, stir. There we go. And you get kind of a thick, rice starchy solution. That's what Mochiko is. It's rice flour. You know, so you take rice, you dry it out, you grind it up. And you can use Mochiko to make mochi. Mochi is fun. Kills hundreds of Japanese senior citizens every year. But you can look that up. Also, if you're wondering what mochi is, it's what the rabbit in the moon is making. So now what we're going to do is we're going to turn the heat down a little bit so we got a low boil. And we're just going to put in, maybe a teaspoon's worth of this rice flour and water solution. Not even using all of it. So there we go. Washing dishes as I go, because that's just good radio. There's so many cooking shows on TV, you never see any dishwashing shows. So I got this heat set to like a high simmer, the lowest possible boil. I'm stirring it up. I'm looking at the edge and it's already sort of cooking down. And it's thickening up a little bit too. Tobe tastes the fork. Oh, hot. But it's good. Good sauce. That's some good sauce, Tobe. Yeah, it is. So now I'm looking around. Where's the barbecue sauce bottle? Where's the bottle that I put the barbecue sauce in? It's not over here. Is it in the cabinet? Who put the bottle in the cabinet? Wait, it's not in the cabinet. I'm not fine. Maybe it's over on this side. Okay. Now I'm pissed off. Where did I put the damn barbecue sauce bottle? Not that I really need it, because I've got plenty of other bottles I could put it in, including but not limited to this old vinegar bottle, which would probably be pretty good. How big is this? What is the volume of this bottle? 12 ounces, about 355 millimeters. So maybe we'll use that. Oh, the barbecue sauce bottle is in the refrigerator with the remaining bits of barbecue sauce in it. Okay. So let's take that out. I hear you. Why are you yanging at me? What are you thinking? Yeah, brute, to you too. Well, you can rub your face on the cabinet all you want. That's not going to make anything happen. Yeah, I'm so sorry. Yeah, my cat's just rubbing her face up against the cabinet under the sink. So, what are we doing here? Yeah, we got to figure out a way to open this bottle. The barbecue sauce bottle, which is just a regular squeeze bottle like a, you know, like a ketchup and mustard bottle you would find in a restaurant, but it's clear. These are cheap. These, you know, these like don't even cost a dollar at restaurant supply companies and places like that. Actually, I think I saw these in Walmart at one point in time. And I've got a funnel right over here. I'm putting the bottle here in the sink. Put the funnel there so we can pour the sauce, which is still, this is not quite simmering. This is sort of low boiling. Doesn't matter. I'm going to turn it down a little bit. Stir it up some more with my stirring fork. And I'm going to taste it. My God, that is good. Nom, 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 nom. Good job, Tobe. You are some kind of food genius. I know, right? Oh, am I a food genius? Is that what kitties think? What do kitties think about food? Do you like to eat food? I'm following my cat again over here to the door. I know what you want. You want to go outside. We can't go outside. It's snowing. You don't want to be out there. Look, it's coming down. All right. Now I'm wondering if I turn the heat down too much. So he boosts the heat a bit. And, yeah, that's good enough. We're going to let that rumble a little bit more. And in the meantime, maybe I should create an ice bath, because we're going to need to cool this down to pour it into the bottle. How many times have I burned my own hands trying to pour boiling barbecue sauce into a plastic bottle? Quite a few times. So, let's open up the freezer. Get all this ice out. This is all winter ice. This ice is no good. This is ice that I made this summer that is now half sublimated and all stuck together. Big icebergs in my ice maker. I'm gonna have to defrost the ice maker here. Spring is coming. So I got a bunch of ice. And we're going to now, should I add salt? That's how you make it extra cold. Yeah. So we're going to reach into this cabinet, grab some salt. Iodized salt, pour it on the ice. Blah, there we go. I know how to make a good ice bath because, come on, let's face it, I'm so science. Get some cold water going here. Put it in the pan. All right. Making an ice bath, la la la. It's so fun. Because we love science. Now, I know what you're thinking. You're probably confused. You're thinking, Tobe, you just 10 minutes ago said that it ain't science and we can just do whatever we want. We don't have to measure. Well, yeah. You can forego the science and the measuring, but when it comes to cooling stuff down, I believe in science. All right. So this sauce is probably reduced as far as it's going to get. Well, that's not true. You could reduce it and reduce it some more, but it's unnecessary. He tastes it again. It's still delicious. He turns off the heat, picks up the pan. That was dangerous. Is it hot? Yes. Is the handle hot? Yes. Do I need a hot pad or something to hold this with? No, I don't. And we're going to take this pan and we're going to put it over here in the ice bath. Cool that bad boy down. Oh, it's tilting. Is it gonna? No, we're good. Okay. We're good. The heat is turned off. Safety first. Make sure there's no open flames in my kitchen. And oh, who's this down here? Is it Open Flame Kitty?
Meow, what? You gonna rub your face up against the cabinets?
I think what Pippa really wants is she wants me to open the cabinet so she can get in it, because I know how much kitties like to get in the cabinets. That's what you like, huh? And that's why when I take out my pots and pans, I find all the kitty hair in there, because kitties have been sleeping in the pots and pans in the cabinet. Because that's what kitties do, huh? Pippa just does not want to talk today. I guess that's okay. Alright, so in the meantime, now that we've got the sauce cooling down, oh, and I'm so excited, I'm going to be eating barbecue. Wow, look out the front windows. We're looking at the front windows now. Snow everywhere. It's all white. The streets and the sidewalks are all white. And that means gonna have to clear the driveway if I need to go anywhere. But I don't need to go anywhere. And I got guys that'll do that. So, you know, my snow guys are gonna probably come later. Yeah, you like to watch the snow guys, huh? Yes, because they like to clear off the driveway, huh?
Yeah, meop.
And then the snow guys, you know, they got to clear off the little sidewalk that leads up to my front door, right? Which goes right in front of the windows. And so Pippa just loves to sit in her window watching space and watch the guys remove the snow from the sidewalk.
Yes, that's what you like to do. You like to watch the guys remove the snow, right? Why don't you talk when I put the microphone on your face? Say something kitty. Say something kitty-like. Say something like, meop. That's also a good one. Do a brooper. I'm not going to make sounds.
Still too busy rubbing her face up against the cabinets. Smell that sauce. It's yummy. This is a delicious sauce that I like to put on barbecue, especially pork. But this sauce would also be really, really good on chicken. And probably lamb, mutton, beef? I don't think I've ever tried it, but yeah, it would probably work pretty good for beef. What else could you put this on? Oh, great on grilled vegetables. If you're out grilling, got some veggies on the grill, yeah, this is for you. Among other things. All right, by now our sauce should be ready to pour into the bottle. Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Stick your finger in it. If it's too hot, don't do it. But we're good. So, here's where it gets tricky. First, I gotta rinse the pan, bottom of the pan off so it doesn't get extra salty or anything weird. And now we pour. Get in there. Booyah. All right. Take the funnel out of the bottle. Put the bottle on the counter. Put the lid on the bottle, and we're ready to go. Another perfectly timed show. What show? The Dubious Goals Committee, the show you've been listening to that airs every single day at 1930 UTC right here on Anon Radio. My name is Tobe. I win because I've got a full bottle of brand new barbecue sauce, so I'm going to go eat. Bye-bye.
This is the end of the line for me. The end of the...